Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah, we just come this morning honoring you, blessing you. Hallelujah, you are a faithful Father. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Nobody greater, nobody holier than you. Nobody mightier than you. Nobody honorable like you. You are our shepherd. Hallelujah. We shall not want. You are the one true and living Father who leads us in a plain path. Oh, God, you are our light as well as our salvation. We don't fear anybody, Lord God, because you are the strength of our lives. Oh, God, we are not afraid. Even when the wicked come, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, even when our enemies and our foes come upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumble and they fall. Hallelujah. I thank you this morning, Lord God, that though a host encamp against us, our heart will not fear, though war rise against us. In this we will be confident, hallelujah, knowing that you are a shepherd leading us in the paths of righteousness. We shall not want. Oh, Father God, you maketh us to lie down in green pastures. You could have colored them another color, but you chose green, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, this morning that you restore our soul and you heal our soul's diseases. You're the one that leads us in the paths of righteousness, not for us, but for your name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff is comforting us every day of our lives, and we call upon you. You are mighty. You are great. Be high and lifted up, our King. Oh, God, I thank you that your throne, oh, Lord, is a fiery flame. You are the God that answers by fire. A fire goes before you, oh, God. Your fire, hallelujah, burn up dark works. Baptize us, Lord God, with your Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah, let your fire be in our hands to heal the sick and to cast out devils. Let your fire burn in our eyes, our heart, our belly, our mouth, and our feet. Let your fire be in our tongue to preach and prophesy. In the name of Jesus, we receive tongues of fire. Hallelujah. Make us ministers of fire. Deliver us with your fire. Let your fire protect us and cover us. In the name of Jesus, we release the fire of God to burn up idols of the land. Let the works of witchcraft and occultism be burned in your fire. Purify our lives with your fire, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your fire be released in Zion. Let the spirits of lust and perversion be destroyed by your fire. Release the spirit of burning to burn up the works of darkness. Let your flame burn up wickedness.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Let your glory kindle a burning like a burning fire. In the name of Jesus, cause your glory to be heard. Hallelujah. Cause your glorious voice to be heard. Show your lightning down your arm with the flame of devouring fire, with scattering tempests and hailstones. Let Babylon be stubble in the name of Jesus, and let your fire burn them. Let them not be able to deliver themselves from the power of the flame in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, come and rebuke your enemies with the fire of flames. Hallelujah. Let all flesh see your fire released. Create upon Zion a flame of fire by night. Let the fire of your presence be released in our lives, O God. Let demons be exposed and cast out with your fire. Release your hot thunderbolts against the enemy. Cast forth lightning and scatter the enemy. Let your light be for a fire and your Holy One for a flame to burn the barriers and thorns in our lives. What a great Father you are. You are almighty. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the God of peace. And we thank you this morning for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord God. We already know we can't make it without you. We already know that no God is greater, no God is holier, that you are a holy God, a righteous Father. Hallelujah. No God like you, Jehovah. No God is great like you. No God is holy like you. Forgive us, Lord, when we sin against you, the Most High God. Forgive us, creating us that clean heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mother Fanny, we're glad you joined us. Yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for another day, another bright sunshine, a day that we have never seen. We will not ever see this day again. And we thank God for Jesus, for all he has poured on each and every one of us. God, we thank you, and good morning to you, blessed Savior. We love you, God. We praise you. We adore your holy, powerful name. And we thank you, Jesus, for all the wonderful things you're doing for me and others. Oh, God, lead us and guide us the way you want us to go. Help us to serve you and love you. Obey you. Keep your command and do your will in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you for every home and every family, Lord. Be with us and lead us and guide us. Forgive us for the things that we do and don't realize we are doing wrong a whole lot of time. But God, you know. You sense high, you look low. You see it all, you know it all, you got it all. Because you is God, you is powerful, you is holy, you is mighty, you is Jesus Christ. You love us so much, God, because you died for us. You didn't have to do it. But you did it because you love us so much. And we share, and we must love you right back and do as you said do. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What all you have done for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to you. Thank you, Lord, because you've been so good to us. Oh, you saved our soul. You saved our soul. All we got to do is to trust in you and believe in you. You will take us all the way through. Oh, yes, you will. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen and amen and thank God for Jesus. This morning.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Mother Fanny. We thank you for that beautiful prayer and that awesome song. We thank God for you. We thank God for the length of days he's given you. Well, we're continuing on this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. It's cold here. How's it there, Pastor?
Good morning, Minister G. I haven't checked the temperature, but it's supposed to be much better today. Much better. Yes, ma'am. It's even supposed to be in the 60s today. Now, it was pretty cold earlier. Last night it got down to about 32, but it's supposed to be up to 60 today. Listen to this. We had terrible storms and tornadoes on Wednesday morning, Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. When I went to bed Tuesday night, two people had already been killed through the tornadoes. So we had terrible weather all night on Tuesday night. And on Wednesday morning, about 5 o'clock, a maple tree fell in my front yard. And our bedroom is here in the front of the house. So if that maple tree had fallen to the left, it would have fallen right through our bedroom, right across our bed. If it had fallen to the right, it would have fallen on my husband's car and destroyed it. And if it had fallen a little bit farther forward, it would have destroyed my car But it was just like the Lord picked that tree up and placed it in my front yard. Nothing was destroyed. The winds were so strong, we have a little piece of the tree stuck in my husband's windshield between the seal and the windshield, and it's jammed in there so tight we can't pull it out with our hands. But the Lord spared us and spared our life. On the news the other day, there was a lady whose house was destroyed, and some of her pictures and paintings that her grandmother had done was found 30 miles away from her home. That's how strong the winds were. But the Lord protected us, and he spared our lives, and we're so thankful. We can't thank him enough for what he has done.
Amen, amen. If it had not been for the Lord on our side.
Oh, my goodness.
God, I thank God for what the Lord did for you and for your family. Thank God for mercy. And you know what? He already knew ahead of time what was going to happen. So he kept you all. My God, Father, we are thankful for this family. In the name of Jesus, the Hawkins family that you kept, oh God. We thank you for every family that you spared their lives, oh God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise that standard, oh God. And we say thank you, Lord God, that you spared their lives, oh God. We can always get another house, another car, but another life. Hallelujah. We need our lives. We only get one. So we are thankful, Father, for what you did for the Hawkins family. We thank you for their protection. We lift up those who lost loved ones throughout that tornado and the storm that came through, oh God. But we thank you, Lord God, that you even save your people through the storms of life, that no matter what comes near us, no harm will come near our dwelling. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He moves in mysterious ways. He moves. I went through the cemetery yesterday to check on my mom and dad's grave, and a big tree, we buried my mom and I chose the plot under a big tree because Daddy used to love to sit under the tree. But that's where they're buried, under this big, big tree. And during the storm, two of the limbs fell off the tree and knocked some of the headstones over, but didn't touch my mom and dad.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'm thankful.
God is merciful.
I'm thankful.
Oh, my God.
He's so merciful. He's so merciful. We can't thank him enough. We cannot thank him enough. Oh, our church is fine. We have people whose roofs have been destroyed, even a part of our bank. The wall fell down on part of our bank here in the city, but God spared us. He spared
us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sing praise him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
Amen. He is worthy to be praised. We give him praise. We give him honor and thanksgiving. Thank you, Pastor Hawkins. That was awesome. He's worthy to be praised. And thank you for that testimony that you gave as well. Oh, my God. God is so faithful.
Yes,
he is so faithful to us, and he is worthy of all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Well, continuing along, we have Jackie on with us this morning, Jackie Travis. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida, and she takes care of senior citizens on a daily basis. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G.
How you feeling?
Okay. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. We were up here for my daughter's birthday, me and all my nieces and nephews and cousins. And I just heard my cousin's testimony. I knew about the tree. I was so glad the Lord spared their life, Lord. We're so grateful, and I'm thankful, and we are grateful. Woo! I thought about it. I called my people right away as soon as they told me about it. And that's when I saw the picture on the message. And I was so thankful. Oh, thank you, Lord. But God always protects his children. So we know that he was going to protect them. We thank God for that. But, yeah, we are here for my daughter's birthday. I'm grateful that she saw another 33. She's 33 years old. And the 1st of March, and I'm sorry, I just woke up, and I'm trying to get it together.
That's okay. Is that Gloria or your other daughter?
That's Vita, the oldest one. She's 33. Gloria's 23, 22.
Yeah.
They're 10 years apart. So,
right.
Yeah. But Gloria is here with me. She's up here today. She's at one of my clients, I'm pairing a friend. They stayed over to one of my clients' house. Everybody spread it out. We're all over Atlanta. Ackworth, Duluth, we all over. And we over in West Chapel, everywhere. We all over Norcross. So we spread it. But everybody made it safe. They got in 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock. I was like, oh, my. Everybody made it in. Thank God.
Amen.
But I just want to thank him. I want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all that you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Thank you. Well, I think that's all my voice can do. I thank God for what he's done in Bums here. So, thank you, Sister G. Bless the Bible Storyland family. Thank you. Pray for my people and pray for us. Thank you, Sister G.
Thank you. Well, Father, we just honor your presence in Atlanta where Jackie and her family are. And we thank you, Lord God, for another birthday, 33 years for her daughter, Lord. What a great God you are. You are merciful and faithful. Now, Father, we thank you for them being safe while they're there, safe on their way back to their homes, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord, for children, for truly they are a gift from you. No matter what age they are, Lord God, they're still our children. So we bless and honor you, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace and favor. We bless and honor you this morning in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Jackie. Appreciate you. Love you. Well, we have Miss Ludell on with us. 95, Miss Ludell. I forgot if you're 95 or 96 now, Miss Ludell.
Yes, ma'am. 95 on the 10th of February.
Amen.
Lord.
Yes.
We thank God for you coming on early this morning. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
You going to sing this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Just one more time.
All right.
Just one more time. Just one more time. Good Lord, I'm glad to be in the number. One more time, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song. Good Lord, I'm glad to be in the number. One more time, just to pray a prayer, just to pray a prayer. Just a prayer, just a prayer. Good Lord, I'm glad to be in the number. One more time, just to see your face, just to see your face, just to see your face, just to see your face. Oh, that makes me so glad to be in the number. One more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time. Oh, good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the number. One more time.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Adele. We're all glad to be in the number one more time.
Ooh, yes.
Some people didn't make it one more time, but we made
yes,
it
ma'am.
Through the grace
yes,
and mercy
ma'am.
Of our Father. And we're so grateful that we're in the number again today. Today is the day that the Lord
yes.
has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad
Ooh,
in it.
Yes.
Oh, Miss Ludell, we just thank you so much. What an awesome, awesome song that is, just to be in the number.
One more time,
God
yes, Lord.
Allowed us to live again.
Yes.
So we are thanking him. That was beautiful.
All right.
God, we're so grateful.
Yes, it was.
Yes, we're so grateful
yes.
for you. Well,
I'm
here this morning
to
Jacksonville, Florida, a man who has a wealth of knowledge from God's word, and he possesses great wisdom. He has a word from the Lord this morning for all of us, especially for senior citizens. He's no stranger on Bible Storyland. He is Pastor Johnny McCray, a man after God's own heart. Morning, Pastor McCray. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning, Evangelist G. How are you this morning? Thank the Lord.
Doing great. We're glad you're on with us.
Yes. Good morning, Bible Storyland family. Good morning. I've been hearing some great things this morning.
Yes.
Yes, the Lord is truly good, and he's still in the blessing business. I was hearing.
Yes, he is.
Yes, ma'am. I heard Sister Fanny is 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
Got 4 skulls under her belt.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That was a beautiful song. And then what God is doing is excellent work. He's a God of protection, Jehovah our protector. He kept all danger away in the storm for the Pastor Hawkins and family. Amen. I understand why we praise him. Amen. And thank you, Lord, by the other elder that sung that song. Thank you. And that last song just took me back. Ooh. Lord, one more time. Amen. I love that song. One more time. Amen. And truly, God don't stop doing it. He keeps on doing it over and over and over and over again. Amen. And we as senior citizens, elders, ambassadors, we know, hallelujah, that God will keep on doing it over and over again.
Oh, yes,
amen.
Yes.
It don't matter how many times you call on him. Amen. He will answer. Amen.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't matter what time of day, what time of night, what the situation or the circumstance is. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. If you just keep on calling him, whether it's one score, three scores, four scores, or five scores, hallelujah. Amen. God will still answer. Amen. And what's so good about it, he's able to answer us. Not only he will answer us up north, but he'll answer us down south at the same time. Amen. In the north, in the south, east, and the west. Amen. And we're here today to celebrate our seniors. Amen. Because we know, hallelujah, I'm thanking God that I am a senior. And I know that we know that God is able. Amen. Amen. We know that he's able to bring us through. Amen. And we're here today to let others know. Amen. Not only will he do it one more time. Amen. But he'll make a change in our lives. Amen. Not only will he save us from the storm. Amen, but he'll turn every situation around. Not only will he give us 80 years, but he'll give us 80 years plus. Amen, that God is faithful to his promises. Amen, that God lives up to all of his promises. Amen.
Amen.
I want to go, if I would, hallelujah, this morning. I'm going to go into prayer, then I want to go into the book of Romans, chapter 5, for the first five verses. Just for a moment, amen. I'm already excited that God is in the house, amen. I feel the Spirit of the Lord in the atmosphere, amen. They say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, you will find liberty, hallelujah. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, and when he is in the process of liberation, amen, he pulls out his anointing, amen. And we know, hallelujah, for we know, amen, that when God pulls out his anointing, it destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. I know we got some members of our family, some friends, some people that we may just know, hallelujah, that needs the anointing of God to flow into their life situation, into their circumstance. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray this morning, amen, that through the word of God this morning, that not only will the word bless those who hear the word this morning, but for those that we know, hallelujah, that we've been crying out to God for, that for the ones that we know that God can help them, that God can turn their situation around, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. First of all, Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory. We magnify your holy name. We lift you up. We exalt you, God. We cry out to the world and tell them that you are God and you are God alone, and there is no other God. We will bow down to no other God. We will call on no other God, hallelujah, because you are the one, hallelujah, that sanctified our soul. You are the one that purified us with the Holy Ghost. You're the one that changed us, God. Know our destiny. We was headed into pure darkness. We was falling in the pit of sin. Amen. We was in that bottomless pit where there was no bottom. But God, you reached down from on high, because heaven is your throne and earth is your footstool. And you reached down and you pulled us back up and you placed our feet on solid ground. God, we want to say thank you this morning, for you are truly good. Oh, yes, God, you are there. Jesus said in his word, he said, there is no one good but the Father. And we acknowledge the goodness of God this morning. We thank him for his perfect love this morning. We thank
you for his grace and mercy this morning.
Ooh,
we
yes.
thank you for his love and kindness this morning. God, you've been good to us. Oh, we just want to magnify your name. God, you've been good to us. We just want to worship you. You are marvelous, God. You are wonderful. You are all it is, God. There is nothing more like you, God. Oh, God, we lift up into the universe, and everything we see is you, God. God, have your way today, Lord God. Reach into our heart, mind, soul, and spirit and give us comfort. Reach into our heart, God, and give us comfort, God. Comfort us, God, because you promised us in your word that you'll send us a comforter. We need your comfort today. In the name of Jesus. Let the word have its way, God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll give you the praise. Oh, let it have its way. Let it change our situation. And we'll give you the glory. God, let us see some change in our children, in our grandchildren, in our great children, in our friends, and even our enemies, God, when you turn them around. And we declare victory in your holy name, Jesus. Have your way today, God. For there is no one like you. Ah, yes, God, that's a word by itself. There's no one like you in all the earth. Oh, the songwriter, the song. You say, I searched all low. I searched high and low. Oh, but I couldn't find nobody
like Jesus.
God, we love you this morning. And we thank you for loving us. We thank you for loving us. You love us so much that you gave your son Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your son who shed his blood for the remission of our sin. Then he gave up his life, went back and took the keys of hell and death. Then gave us authority and power over our own flesh. God, we love you this morning. Oh, we thank you. Have your way this morning, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for Bible Story Land this morning. We thank you for Minister Gatlin. And God, we ask that you continue to bless our feet. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Continue to order her steps. Continue, God, to guide her and keep her. Continue to cover her in every way. And everyone that is connected to her, not only personally, but families as well, for generations and generations to come. As you use Bible Story Land, hallelujah, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only in this city, not only in this country, but all over the world, we declare to be so.
Ooh, yes,
in
Lord,
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, starting with verse 1, the Bible reads as follows. I'm going to read from the New James, from the James, King James Version. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Knowing that, and patience, it worketh experience. It brings experience, and experience, oh, gives us hope. Hallelujah. Oh, but in verse 5 it says, and hope, help me, Holy Ghost, maketh us not ashamed. It said, and hope maketh us not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. For Senior Citizen Day, I would like to just take a moment to expound on this topic, a title. Just leave this thought with you. We know. Yes, we know. We know that God is able. We know that he does everything that he says. We know that God cannot fail. We know that God cannot lie. We know that God loves us. We know that we can trust him at his word.
I just want to leave this thought with you this morning, if I would, my other fellow brothers and sisters in the senior citizen land, that we spread it to our youth all over this world. Because there's someone in your household that you need to tell them what you know. There's someone in your neighborhood. There's someone in your circle that you need to tell them what you know. I said there's someone that may be lost that you need to tell them what you know. Why? Because we know. Am I able to say that you know? I'm able to say that you know because the Bible says, the scripture says, and I believe what the word of God says, it says that therefore being justified by faith, hallelujah, because we took the time, we made a decision, we made a choice, one day that we accepted Jesus Christ and we put our faith in him, and when we put our faith in him and we trusted him and his word, we know this, we know this, we know that we found peace with God. Hallelujah. We had tried to find peace in men. We couldn't do it. We tried to find peace in women. We couldn't do it. We tried to find peace in money. We couldn't do it. We tried to find peace in our children. We couldn't do it. We tried to find peace in our grandchildren. We couldn't do it. We tried to find peace in our businesses. We couldn't do it. We tried to find peace in everywhere that we searched and we looked all over, but we couldn't find no peace nowhere but in God. But when we tried the Son of God, when we tried this Messiah, when we put our faith in the Lamb of God, when we put our faith in him, we found peace with God. I come to tell you this morning, we know this. And we know the devil can't take back from us. And what I tell you, though, now that we know this and we're sure of this, we have this confidence in this, we know what we know. We got to tell somebody because there's somebody. Fanny, I'm telling you, Sister Fanny, there's somebody you know that needs to know what you know. Pastor, there's somebody that you know that needs to know what you discovered through Jesus Christ. But not only did we find peace with God, help me, Holy Ghost, through Jesus Christ, but God, hallelujah, once we found this peace, it's something that happened. We found out that it's something that happened in our life when you find peace, we see an access. God gives us an access by faith into his grace. Oh, I found out it wasn't about me. Yeah, when I was a young boy, I always thought it was about me. When I was a young kid, I always thought about what it was all about, what I knew. When I was young, I always figured out it was all about what I had. When I was young, I always felt like it was who I was connected to. When I was a young boy, when I was a young man, I always depended on and believed it was from someone down here. But then I discovered what we know today. It wasn't, it's not about them. It was God through Jesus Christ. So now I know. That's why I say you know. You know that the answer is in Jesus. You know that if you put your faith in him, he'll give you peace, and then he'll give you grace. He'll just turn grace loose. You have that grace where we stand, and when we stand in the grace of God, give him all the credit, give him all the glory, give him all the praise. When we worship him and give him our whole life, we can tell someone else why we rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. Because they don't know. We got to realize that there's so many that don't know, and we still have accountability factors that have been given to us by God as seniors that we got to tell somebody what we know. You want to leave your legacy. The legacy that we are required now to leave behind is not a home like it used to be. I want to grow up, I want to build a house, I want to leave my son a house, I want to leave my son a car, I want to leave my daughter a business. But right now I need to leave them what I know about Jesus. You know. Tell somebody what you know. Oh, you think they don't want to hear it? They want to hear it. because they done heard everything else and it didn't work for them. They done been in everything else, they done did everything else, but it did not work. But what you got, I tell you, seeing is what you have obtained through Jesus. They want to know. Tell them. Tell them. And if you tell them, they'll change. Oh, it's something about the word. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and only by hearing the word of God. Faith was the word of God will sustain them. The Bible says that the word of God is sharper than any two-headed sword. Can it cut down deep into the marrow of a situation? In other words, the word can do what nothing else can do. The word can do what money can't do. The word can do what family can't do. It'll do what mama can't do. We used to think mama could do everything. But we know now there's some things, most things, generally all things, can only be done by God. Hallelujah. Well, we love the Lord today. Tell somebody what you know. That's our message for today. Somebody want to hear it. And I take this opportunity now, hallelujah, to speak into your spirit, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I loose your tongue. I curse the spirit of fear, hallelujah, because God does not give us a spirit of fear, not a spirit of ignorance. We have no fear to tell them because they want to hear it, and we will not deny it because we don't want them ignorant. We're going to tell them so they'll know. And once you tell them and you release that word, because there's power in your tongue, they shall turn to Jesus Christ and be saved, be redeemed, and be an ambassador and their witness for Jesus Christ in this same earth. And you'll live to see the turnaround because the Holy Ghost never fails. We bless you today. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank Bible Study Land for the opportunity to speak this morning. I thank God for allowing me to be a vessel for him to use this tongue to speak a word. And he says, word will not return void. Hallelujah. It will accomplish exactly what it set out to do. And what shall it accomplish? It's going to change the character of the people that you speak to. Tell them what you know. Why? Because what you know, you know. You know it. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a word. Didn't I tell you he was a man of wisdom, man of understanding, knows the word of God. Came out, he spoke out of Romans 5, so we thank God. The message is, we know. Tell somebody what you know. Don't be afraid. Excuse me. Tell somebody what you know. Don't be afraid. Speak up. Tell somebody what you know about God. We tried it, and he is faithful. He's a God of peace. He's a God of love. So I thank God for that word this morning, Pastor McCray. That was an awesome word. We thank God for you. We thank God for using you this morning on Bible Storyland. He said, leave a spiritual legacy for your children, your grandchildren. Don't just leave them a house, a car. Leave them a spiritual legacy. Tell them about Jesus. Don't be afraid. They want to hear it. So I thank God for that powerful word this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless your servant, Pastor McCray, this morning. We thank you for what you've done in his life and what you're about to do. We thank you for turnaround breakthroughs. We thank you for the love you have for him. We thank you for grace and mercy and favor, favor from on high, oh God. If it had not been for you on his side, Lord God, no telling where he'd be, but because of your great mercy, because of your goodness, oh, God, he is here today, alive and well, telling others about you. He knows, Father. He knows, and he's telling others about you on a daily basis. He don't wait till Sunday. Oh, God, he don't wait till any day. He tells people about you on a daily basis by the way he lives. Oh, God, not just by the way he lives, but even he used his mouth, and he's like Job, Father God. He said he desires the words of your mouth more than his necessary food. So, Father, we bless you this morning. We give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving unto you, the Most High God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word. Now, Father, fill him back up in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, fill him back up in the name of Jesus. Everything that he poured out, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, pour back into him love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Oh, faith, all the fruit of the Spirit poured into him in abundant supply in the name of Jesus. So walk with Pastor McCray today. Talk with him. Be a lamp and a light to his pathway in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God for that mighty word from Pastor McCray this morning. And you know what? We can't be disconnected from God. We gotta be connected. You know what? Disconnected is detected this morning. Sometimes we get disconnected. So I detect a disconnect. Are you disconnected from your power source? God is your power source. We gotta stay connected. If a baby gets disconnected, blocked out, cut off from the umbilical cord while in the mother's womb, it cannot live. The umbilical cord is the power source for a baby. The umbilical cord connects the baby to the placenta in the mother's womb, transporting oxygen and nutrients to the baby and carrying waste products such as carbon monoxide. The umbilical cord is where the baby gets its life force. The life force is the vitality and the strength. Without this life force, the baby would die. The umbilical cord carries oxygen and nutrients from the placenta to the bloodstream. The umbilical cord is made up of one vein that carries the blood rich into the oxygen and gives nutrients from the mother to the baby. Soon after birth, the umbilical cord is cut. But because there's no nerves in the umbilical cord, there will be no pain when it's cut. The baby is disconnected so it can live. But if the cord is not cut right, the baby will not live. Just like a baby gets disconnected from its mother, when the umbilical cord is cut, we get disconnected from God on our own. When we become prodigal sons and daughters, we disconnect from God. We disconnect from our lifeline. We got to stay connected to our power source. When we disconnect from God, we don't have life, a lifeline connection in the spirit. So we begin to die. We begin to die spiritually. We become empty, ineffective, not even filled anymore. We become corrupt and unprotected. The Holy Spirit is no longer with us to guide us and direct us. But David says in Psalm 51:11, do not cast us away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from us. When we are connected with God, we willingly surrender to the Holy Spirit that never leaves us, John 14:16. And we will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with us forever. Ephesians 1:13-14, having believed, you are sealed, that we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. One of God's greatest gifts to us is the Holy Spirit. It provides a lifeline to God, which he gives us as Christians. He gives us that spiritual power and understanding that makes it possible for us to become more like him and eventually inherit eternal life. So we got to stay connected to our lifeline, our source, God. We don't want to get disconnected, because who knows when he's going to call us from this earth. So we got to stay connected all the time. We cannot disconnect ourselves. And God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And you know what? He gives us salvation. Salvation is God's gift to us. Let us receive salvation. We cannot disconnect from God. So let's stay connected to our power source. Let's stay connected to the God who loves us And when we're connected, we know. So let's tell somebody so they can be connected to God, our power source. We know, you know, that God is reliable, he's able, he's faithful, he's trustworthy. And spread the word to the youth. Tell them about it. Don't be afraid. God is a God of peace. He will give us peace in the midst of every storm. Pastor Donna Hawkins, they went through a storm the last few days. But God, because they were connected to God, the power source, he kept them. The tree could have fallen right on their bed. The tree could have harmed them. But because of God, he kept them from the midst of what could have happened. Because he's faithful. Nothing, no harm came near them. Came near them. So we thank God this morning. We serve a great God. We serve the Almighty God. We thank God for the word this morning that went forth. You know, backsliding is to reject God. We can't reject God in this hour. We cannot afford to reject God. He's a God of peace. And we got to let God rule and reign in our lives like never before. We got to let God be God. He's the one true and living God. He's our power source. He's the one that we need on a daily basis. So do not disconnect from God. Don't let God detect a disconnect from him. We got to stay connected to our power source. We know it. We got to tell somebody about him. When we're connected, we're going to be sharing God every day. We're going to be telling God that he's a great God. He's a mighty God. We're going to be telling other people, I know a God, and he got us in the palm of his almighty hand. I know a God, the God that saved me from destruction. I know a God, and I got a God who's most powerful. So we got to keep telling others about the mighty God that we serve because he is almighty, omnipotent. Yeah, most powerful, Jehovah El Elyon. So I thank God for each of you this morning. It's testimony time. Anybody have a testimony they want to share this morning? Press 1. If you already press 1, you can share your testimony this morning. Everybody got a testimony. I thank God for Pastor Donna Hawkins' testimony about how God kept them in the midst of the storm. Testimony time this morning. All right, let's see. We got Sister
Good
Smart
morning.
On. Good morning, Sister Smart. How are you?
Fine. I just want to say thanks to God this morning because I had a dream. My late sister came to me telling me that my mom was sick. So after an hour, I got a phone call from Africa. I've been back and forth from Africa. They called me telling me that mom was sick seriously, and so they're taking her to the hospital. So after some prayers and everything, just now they called me again. They say she's getting better. So I want to thank God for that.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you, Sister Smart. She and I met. We took a course at FSCJ, and we met, and we became like family. And she wanted me to go to Africa with her. I said, not yet, but maybe soon. So I'm looking forward to going. She's from Sierra Leone, West Africa. And I met her husband and her son and her daughter, and they are a blessing in my life. So I thank God for you this morning. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Smart's mother. And you know, Lord God, they are distance away from one another, but there's no distance in you. You are there with her mother in Sierra Leone. You are here in Jacksonville with Sister Smart, Lord God. You, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, touched her mother because of the prayers that went forth, oh God. You are right there at her bed, oh God. And we thank you for raising her up out of her sick bed. We thank you for her taking up her bed and walking. We just bless and honor you. We thank you this morning for what you're doing in her life, in her mother's life. Give her life. Keep her connected to you, oh God. You're her life force, and she needs you more than ever before, oh God. And, Father, it's a long distance away, but there's no distance in you. So we are thanking you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name, and we thank you for Mother Smart, Sister Smart's mother. Oh, God, we thank you for being her help during this time. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being her strength and her healer, Jehovah Rapha. You are a mighty God in Jesus' name. Well,
amen.
We got time for the testimony this morning. Thank you, Sister Smart, for being on. Bless you.
Thank you, sis.
Testimony. Any more testimonies? Well, we have Susan Parkins on with us this morning. Thank God for her. I met her a few years ago in the airport, prayed for her. We connected, still connected. So I thank the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies? Miss Liddell, you have a testimony this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I just like give honor to God, you know, as the reference I sung just one more time. And it is truly a blessing for 95 years, how God have brought me, how he have kept me, how he have held me in the hollow of his hand, how he have brought me through dangers tall and small, brought me through danger scene. He just have brought me within the 95 years, and I just want to give the glory and the praise to him. It's just like this minister say, tell it, and just like you said a few minutes ago, tell somebody else. Because, see, God don't have no respectable person. What he do for me, he'll do for you. So, in fact, if you hadn't tried him, I ask you to try him, because I know that he is all right.
Amen. He is all right. Try God, he's all right. Miss Liddell, you want to sing that song for us? Try God, he's all right.
Yeah. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Well, I done tried him, and he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. I done tried him, and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. I done tried him, and he's all right. If your mother lay, oh yeah, he's all right. If your mother lay, he's all right. If your mother lay, he's all right. Oh yes, I done tried him, and he's all right. Try
Amen.
Jesus, I say, he's all right. Try Jesus, oh, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Oh, yeah, I done tried him, and he's all right. Amen. I know he's all right. 95 years he have brought me, he have kept me. I'm still, whatever you say, I'm just still happy and so gracious to him for keeping me that long. You know what I'm saying? No sister, no brother, but I got Jesus. And if I got Jesus, that's all I need.
Amen. Amen. Yes, indeed. We're going to try Jesus. He's all right. No matter what
yes,
situation we face, if we try Jesus, we're going to be all right. He's all
yes.
right. And we belong to him. We're connected to him, so we're all right, too. I thank
right.
the Lord song, Try Jesus, He's All Right. Oh, my
yes.
God, what a wonderful time we're having this morning on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. It is prayer time. So if you desire prayer, press 1, and we will pray. We got Pastor McCray, and we have some other people on here this morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins, to pray this morning. So we thank God for you all this morning. Press 1, state your prayer request.
I request.
Oh, they must. Y'all must be praying those prayer requests. All right, Miss Liddell, what you say?
I request a prayer for a friend of mine. Had emergency surgery Saturday night, and for still Paul, he's better. Through prayers, and Mary Jean, she's better, and a lot of other friends that I could call name by name, but God knows who they are and knows their condition. So I just ask prayers for all of them as one, you know.
All right, thank you. All right, Susan, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm thankful and blessed. I had a fall during the week where I fell flat on my face on the concrete, and I'm recovering, and I need prayer for a quick recovery. I have some trauma going on in my arms where I fell on my body. So would you pray for me, please?
Okay. All right. Thanks for being on, Susan. We'll be praying in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad you're on. All righty. Anybody else? Press 1. If you're already live and didn't press 1, press 1. Look like everybody's pressed 1 so far. Any more prayer requests this morning?
Minister G?
Yes.
I always need prayer for Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church and for my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins. And there were churches that were destroyed or damaged during the storm. Will you please pray for those congregations and pray for the families who have lost loved ones and lost their possessions during the storm?
Okay. Yes, anybody else? Anybody else? Pastor McCray,
I just need a family.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just need a prayer for my family, my husband and my two kids, myself and everybody. And then those in the hospital and unspoken.
Okay. Pastor McCray, you still there? All right, well, he may be going to work at this point. But anyway, we're going to be praying. Thank God for each of you. Did I miss any more prayer requests?
I'm here, Pastor Minister G. I was just having a phone on mute while I was at work.
All right, I understand. Can you pray for Pastor Hawkins this morning for the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, for Mother Hawkins, and the congregation? She said a lot of churches were lost, and people lost loved ones and their possessions. If you could pray for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Most gracious Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we come for all the families that went through what Pastor Hawkins and her family is going through, and situations are different, but the pain is still the same. So, Lord, we ask you this morning, Lord God, to touch each individual family, each individual ministry, Lord God. God, you say in your word that you will supply all our needs according to the riches and glory. So, God, we ask that you supply their needs. Whatever their needs are, some need financial blessings, Lord God. Some need comfort. Some need joy. Some need peace. Some may need understanding. Someone needs to be delivered. Someone needs to be set free. But whatever the need is, you are able to meet the need. We are sure about that. So, Lord, we ask that you pour out that anointing, the anointing that destroys the yoke, the anointing that will bring salvation, that the anointing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that will set this course straight. God, you be saying, it's a faithful saying in your word. For we know that all things work together for the good. for those who are called according to your purpose, those who love you, these families, these ministries, these churches, these pastors, ministers, these your people in the body of Christ, and those that even that are not in the body yet, Lord God, need you to pour out your spirit to liberate them from this thing. And, Lord, we give you the honor, the glory, and all the praise. Lord, we magnify your holy name. Lord, we need you to help us today. Help, Lord. You say if we call on your name, you'll save. So, Lord God, we're calling on your name on high right now, the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we count victory, we count healing, we count deliverance, we count peace, love, and joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, because we believe, amen, and we shall not doubt that these things are so, become so, in Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
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 Pastor. All right. Hallelujah. Father, we lift up your daughter, Jackie Travis, this morning in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for all that you've done, for Jackie allowing them to get to Atlanta safe to be with her daughter who turned 33 years old. And as I remember in the word, Lord God, 33 is a very special number because, Lord, in 3 years you completed your ministry and left this earth at year 33. So, Father, I thank you that this is just the beginning for her daughter. A turnaround breakthrough, Lord God. Draw Jackie's daughter, Vita, and Gloria close to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Jackie passing on a spiritual legacy for her children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for her children being connected to you, our God. We thank you for the wisdom, oh God, that Jackie and her husband have for the children. Bless Jackie's husband, increase his business at the barbershop, Lord God. And we thank you for our whole family. Give them traveling mercy and grace to travel back to their home safely, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless and honor you. We thank you for Jackie's patience, every patient that she take care of, Lord God. We thank you for those healing hands, touching them, healing their bodies, Lord. We thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do. We just bless you and honor you, and we thank you that you are the Most High God, Jehovah El Elyon. Nothing is impossible to you. You are the God who does impossible things. When the doctor said no, you said yes. What a great God you are. What a mighty Father you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pastor Donna, can you pray for Miss Liddell? Her friend had surgery this week. And pray for Miss Liddell, her strength, her continued strength, and her family.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging that you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, before we ask you for anything, Lord, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Miss Liddell to see our 95th birthday, Lord. Lord, we do thank you for taking care of her family and her friends, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing on Sister Mary Jean, Lord. We ask a special blessing on Brother Paul, Lord. And, Lord, we ask a special blessing on all of those who are connected with Miss Liddell, Lord. Lord, she is so faithful, and we know, Lord, that she has tried you, Lord. And we know that she knows for herself that you are all right, Lord. Lord, she has trusted you enough to try you, and she's tried you enough to trust you, Lord. So we thank you so much for Miss Liddell, Lord. Lord, we thank you for her inspiration, Lord. Lord, if she can continue on at 95, we know surely we can too, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the strength that you have given her. We thank you for the strong testimony that you have given Miss Liddell, Lord. Lord, continue to bless her and keep her. Wrap your aura of protection around her, Lord, so no hurt, harm, or danger will come nigh her dwelling, Lord. Lord, we love Miss Liddell, and we thank you so much for her testimony, for the testimony of her life. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Susan, your daughter, who knows your name, who calls upon you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless her like never before. You knew about the fall before it happened. You know everything, nothing secret, nothing hidden from you. You knew that she would fall. But, Lord, I thank you that you kept her in the midst of the fall, O God, that you gave her life, an abundant life, O God. O Father, remove the trauma that she went through when she injured her arm in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for her dwelling in the secret place with you, O Most High. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. abiding under your shadow, Almighty, saying of you, Lord, you are her refuge and her fortress. My God, I thank you for the trust and the faith that she has in you. You are her healer. Oh, God, she needs to be healed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you to come speedily, heal her body, in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Rapha, mighty healer. Send the word and heal her. You said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, we thank you for that healing virtue, going from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, inside out her body, healing muscles, ligaments, tendons, bones, blood, cleansing the blood in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, there's nothing impossible to you. We call upon you, the mighty great physician, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
One more person, Pastor Donnie, can you pray for Sister Smart? And, you know, her mom was in the hospital in Sierra Leone. She's in the hospital. We're praying for a quick recovery. And just for her family, her loved ones in Sierra Leone, as well as here. She has a husband, a son, and a daughter who lives in America, and probably other relatives as well. Thank you.
Gracious Lord, we bow again, thanking you, Lord, knowing that you hear us and you answer our prayers. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you so much for Sister Smart, Lord. Lord, we thank you for allowing her to travel home to check on her mom, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you that her mom is doing as well as she is, Lord. Lord, we know that you are more than a healer. You are more than a doctor. You are a healer, Lord, and there's nothing too hard for you. So, Lord, we ask you to bless Sister Smart. We ask you to bless her husband, her son, and her daughter. Lord, we ask you to bless her family, Lord. Lord, keep them safe. Keep them secure, Lord, as only you can, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you have done already, Lord. And, Lord, we're looking forward to the things that you're going to do, because our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, and it hasn't even entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for those who love you. We love you, Lord, so we're looking forward to the blessings that you have in store for us, Lord. Lord, we do thank you right now for what you've already done. We do thank you for shedding your blood for us, Lord. Lord, we do thank you, knowing that we have a God that we can call on at any time through the Son Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are healed by your stripes, Lord. Lord, continue to bless and keep that precious family, Lord. Lord, you know all about them because you made them. So continue to bless them and give them the blessings, Lord, that you see that they stand in need of. We thank you, Lord. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. We thank God for each of you. We love you. And you already know God loves you more than we have the capacity to do so. But don't forget, bless the Lord at all times. Let his praise be continually in your mouth. Oh, love the Lord because he loves you. Return the love, not just with lip service, but spend time in the secret place with the Father. Oh, God, he's a holy God. He's our Redeemer. He's the love of our lives. He's the love of our souls. And we'll be back on the air next Saturday. Lord says the same. It will be family day. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week. And don't forget, praise the Lord daily, because he's good. He's mighty. He's most powerful. He is the Most High God. And he loves you with an everlasting love. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. Don't disconnect from the Father. Stay connected to the Father. He loves you.
need.